Okay, hello?
Hi, it got cut off. You told me to hang tight,
sorry.
But I thought no problem.
That was an accident. So I called that number, and it's pretty much what I expected. It went to a telemarketer, which is more than likely what all 12 of those calls are.
So I'm going to send you a screenshot of them just so that you can kind of, follow up with them at your leisure. Some
mm-hmm.
of them may be, telemarketer calls, but some of them may be legit, and you don't want the ones that are legit to fall through the cracks. You know what I mean? So I'll at least send those to you so that you can see them. The very first one on the top, that was me calling you earlier. I called you through the tracking number. So you can disregard that one. That will actually funnel back to Local Splash if you call it. But you never know. You might be able to get some potential clients out of these other ones, In the meantime, there is a big orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's
mm-hmm.
just because we're having trouble with the payment. So if you want to convert to that $29 package, that orange banner will come down within one business day, and the same would happen if you decide to stick with the $129 package. Either way, once it's paid, that orange banner will come down.
Oh, all right. And everyone can see that orange banner, correct?
Right. Yeah. So some people say, people think that my company's out of business because there's an orange banner on there. But the purpose of it is just supposed to be a friendly reminder to you to let you know that, the payment's past due. But we're in California, too, so we're a couple of hours behind you. So I'm pretty sure I could get it off there today if we get the payment up to speed.
Okay, when's the last time someone visited the website? Oh, it's down right now, isn't it?
Nope, the site's up. It's just that there's that orange banner on it. But if you go to polklawncareservices.com, you'll see
mm-hmm.
your site is fully functional. Matter of fact, everything is working on the site, including the contact form. It's just that there's the little orange banner on there, which, like I said, is meant to be a friendly reminder for you to call us. But I want to share another thing with you, if I may. With the tracking that's on your dashboard, just because you said, maybe, a lot of it is, competitor calls, since
mm-hmm.
it's 158 impressions and 13 Google actions, which included 11 clicks to your website and 2 clicks to call you, chances
mm-hmm.
are some of them are actual paid clients or people that are wanting to hire you, because
mm-hmm.
these are people that didn't just, look you up and call you. That would be maybe a telemarketer call, right? But these are people
mm-hmm.
that typed in landscaper, lawn care, shrubbing, or, different variations of what you do. And then your company was found on the first page 158 times. So,
I don't know how. These guys, they know how to look you up. So
mm-hmm.
they look you up, they find your number, and they say, hey, this is so-and-so. We were trying to see if you're interested to get your listing on the top of Google. Or, hey, we checked out your website. You're not trending or you're not, at the top of the Google page. Would you like for us to help you with that? No, stop calling me for that. So I was getting so many calls like that I was blocking them. And so, how long have I been with you guys? How many months, if you don't mind me asking?
5 months. And it actually shows a couple of service credits on here, which is nice. So, you actually haven't paid us since July 1st. But they gave you July 1st payment was pushed out to August 19th. And then
mm-hmm.
the next one was September 12th, but that one was a service credit. So that was a free month. So you've had, a little bit more time. And I think the objective behind that was to get the Google listing verified, which,
mm-hmm.
took a little bit longer than expected in your case. But the good news is right now it is verified and it's fully functional. So that's why I was suggesting, you know, I hate to see after all of that work involved to get your business published and verified, I hate to see all of that, you know, to start to unravel and have you just go to the site. But if that's what you want to do, we could absolutely do it for you.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that right now.
Okay.
For now, because the season is pretty much out. But it's like, where's my wallet? But you know, when I signed up, you know, whoever I was talking to was like, yeah, just go ahead and sign up and it's going to pay dividends and this, that, and the third. And he was talking really good. Like, hey man, you get signed on, you know, within a month, you're going to get all that money back. I ain't getting none of that money back. As a matter of fact, I just been dishing money out.
Oh my goodness. That's horrible. I have to see who talked to you and put them through more training, because it's even in the terms and our conditions of our site that, you know, typically it takes 30 to 45 days, but in your case, they applied some, you know, service credits because it took a little bit longer. But I am so sorry if you, you know, your expectation was that, you know, you're going to sign up and all of a sudden calls start calling. Coming in, because that just doesn't happen, because Google does take, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming even to get a business published. I will tell you what happens more quickly than the Google listing is the Facebook ads, and you remove those at some point in time, but in the time that you were working with the Facebook ads, it looks like there were 223 times that you were found through the Facebook ads,
mm-hmm.
and 219 mm-hmm. clicks to your page through Facebook. So I'll send you this as a screenshot too, just so that you can see it. I always recommend that people use the Facebook bundled with the service until the Google listing kicks in, because once the Google listing kicks in, I don't think you have to pay that extra money for the Facebook ads. But if you want to review this and kind of look at it and see, you know, what type of traction you got there, you know, it's always helpful to see that at least you got some bang for your buck out of those months where the Google listing was in verification, you know?
How much was that Facebook thing?
The Facebook ads was an extra $100. So when you signed up with us initially, you paid $249 monthly. And then it looks like starting in August, the Facebook ads were still on there. So it was starting in September is when they lowered your subscription to $149, but the Facebook mm-hmm. ads were not included in that. So mm-hmm. I think the last representative that spoke with you put you into corporate pricing, because right now the invoice that was due was just for $129. So if you wanted to do the Facebook ads with it, it would be $229. But again, you don't have to decide that right away. If you want to just do the hosting now and then, you know, call back later after you, you know, look at the results and put the Google optimization or put the Facebook ads back on, you could absolutely do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just do the hosting for now.
Okay.
There is a, let me see here. Because I know this isn't a lead generating thing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, after 5 months, after 5 months, it should have been way more calls than, you know, like 13 or, and then they're all telemarketing. So what I need to find out is what's going on with the page or whatever, where it's just a bunch of clicking and looking and then, all right, we're gone.
Well, you have to consider one thing is that we're in an instant gratification type of a world, right? So people typically will do a search. They see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that. But in your case, they called you and they got a mailbox that wasn't set up. So chances are they just went to the next person on the list and called the next guy. So that's why I was saying, whether you just keep the website or whether you keep the whole program, just take a second to go in and set up your mailbox, because that way at least they could leave a message for you and tell you why they're calling, you know, so that you can follow up. And mm-hmm. I always tell clients, if I hear, you know, mailbox is full or mailbox not set up, because I don't necessarily know when my mailbox isn't set up unless someone tells me, right? So that's why, yeah, I'm kind of pointing that out to you, because I think if, you know, people get that message, they're just going to go ahead and call the next guy. So, you know, I think that will help you too.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and pay for the hosting real quick. Let me know when you're ready.
Of course. You got it. I'm ready whenever you are.
It's 5172.
Okay.
7900.
Got it.
9561.
Okay.
And then 1072.
1072. Okay. Expiration?
Oh, 06.
I'm sorry. 06 what?
28.
Okay. And the code?
341.
And for this card, it's still the Rose Avenue for the billing address, correct?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think so.
I can try it, and if it doesn't go through, I can update the address, or I can update the address first and then try it, whatever you think. I mean, if you're on the fence and you think that there's a possibility, I don't mind to give it a whirl. But if you're pretty certain it's not that address, then I can update it now.
Let's update it.
Okay. So go ahead.
It's going to be 1802. Standridge, that's STANDRIDGE. That's one word.
Okay.
And that's in Killeen, Texas. The zip code is 76543.
Oh, okay. So same zip and city and state. It was just the street changed. Okay. So let me make sure that we save this information. Okay. So I will process the $29 now. And then moving forward, you're just going to stay in that packet. So if you change any, you know, your mind down the road, or if your season starts picking up, you can just feel free to give us a call at that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank you for updating that, Brian. And then I'll send the technicians a note right now that you had paid for the hosting. So hopefully they'll get that orange banner off there today rather than tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you also. So have a really nice rest of your week, too.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.